Maybe you have heard someone else say the words I'm going to show you, or maybe you have said them. I'm only a, now you can fill the blank in, whatever it is. Somebody asks you, can you do something, and you say, oh no, I'm only a, no, I couldn't do that. I'm only a, and it says a lot about what we think about ourselves. It could be false modesty. Oh no, don't. And really, you're underneath. You're hoping that people will continue to ask you because, yeah, you will volunteer to do it. We had a friend who would offer you the biscuit tin once, and if you said no, she put the lid on it. So you learnt after a while to say, you didn't refuse it the first time. You grabbed it with both hands the first time. And sometimes we're like that with, could you do this? Oh no, I'm only a, in the hope that people will come back and ask us again and again. Could be false modesty. Or it could describe accurately how we feel. It could be we just feel we have no great significance. They're never going to make much of a difference, whoever, whatever, wherever we are. And so we just go into life with shoulders slouched down. I'm only a. And it just about sums us up. There's not much that I can do. What's the point? I'm only a. Over these last few weeks, we've been talking about our front line. Where is it that God has placed you that you can live out your Christian life to influence other people? Now, if we're heading off to wherever that front line is with the I'm only a, what difference can I make? What's the point of me being there? Then we're not really going to have much of an impact. So what do we do? Well, maybe we just, now I need to pull myself together. Of course I can do this. Of course I can be that. I can do whatever I want to do. And we try to pull ourselves together. Or maybe we try to work harder at whatever it is we're given to do. If I work harder at it, then I'm bound to make a difference. I'm bound to be significant. And we try harder, we work harder, we pull ourselves together, we try to, and we end up being frustrated and exhausted very often. Frustrated because we can't do and be what we want to do and be. Exhausted because we are putting so much effort into it that it just wears us out. I'm only a, and that's the way I am. And no matter how hard I try, I'm still only whatever it is. Isn't it interesting when Jesus talks about prayer? He's basically asking, why do you pray? Why do you bother with this prayer thing? And he says, look, there are some people who will go and stand on the street corner. They'll make sure people notice them. They will shout loudly. They will babble long, wordy, flowery prayers, hoping the people around them will notice them. And Jesus said, well, if that's what they want, then that's what they can have. But they're not going to get anything else. They've got what they were looking for. People who just worked harder at it, pull themselves together, get on with it. But there are other people who just wanted to be close to God. People whose whole motivation was different. And so they're not worried about what other people think or say or do. They go away from the gaze of others. And they remember who they are. And their prayer starts with this simple little phrase that we use so often, but which should have such a big impact on us when Jesus said, this is the way you pray, our Father. And suddenly we're reminded of the relationship that we're in. It's not one where we have to perform on the street corner so that God will notice us. It's a relationship that we have with God because of Jesus Christ. And we begin and simply recognize, you are my Heavenly Father. You are our Heavenly Father. Now, if that's true, then as you pray, you're a child of God. You're a daughter or a son of the King. And that changes what we think about ourselves. We're no longer just whatever it may be. Now, you're a child of God. A daughter, son of the King. Before, I'm only no significance, not going to make any difference. Now, a child of God, a daughter, a son of the King, there's our significance. There's why we're special. Sometimes that little chorus we sang of, I'm special because God has loved me, sometimes we relegate that to a children's song. But the truth of that song is a profound truth that we need to hold on to. We're special. Yes, we've been given gifts and abilities to use, but most of all, we're special because through faith in Jesus, we are children of God. And no matter what else comes our way, that never changes. No matter what else threatens to knock us off our little routine, no matter what else changes our lives, that never, ever changes. The love of God in Jesus Christ will never, never let you go. You will always be special because God loves you. John, when he writes to the early church to encourage them, wants them to know again that they are children of God. And so he says simply, how great is the love the Father has meagerly handed out to us? No. John says, how great is the love that the Father has lavished on us? It's an extravagant love. It's a love without boundaries. It's a love without limits. It's a love that he pours out on us, that he lavishes on us, to the extent that we should be called children of God. And then, just in case we didn't get it, John says, and that is what you are. So no longer can we say, I am only a. Because above all else, through faith in Jesus, you're a child of God. So we need to learn to trust in Jesus as Savior. We need to come to that point where we accept the fact that he died for us so that we could be forgiven, and through faith in him, be brought into this family where we are held secure, where we are given real significance. Your value, your worth, your significance is in your relationship with God, is in the fact that Jesus died for you. So wherever your front line is, be it shop or office, workshop, farm, school, wherever God has placed you, you are significant there. Because you're a child of God. No longer just you are now a child of God. So the prayer continues. This prayer in Matthew 6, continues, because we're to go about our work in a way which hallows God's name. If we see our work as being done not for me and for my reputation and for my status, so that people will look at me in the street corner, but so that God will be honored, it changes us. On that front line, wherever it is, we do it so that God is honored. He has chosen us for his purpose. He has picked us to be on his team, part of his family. That gives us significance. The front line is the place where his kingdom comes, where his will be done. Very often when we pray that prayer, we're thinking of other places. Lord, may your kingdom come, your will be done. And we're thinking of somewhere else or someone else. We pray it for ourselves. Lord, where you have placed me, there may your kingdom come. There may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're called to pray daily for provision, because we're dependent upon God for his grace. We're called to be those who know they're forgiven and who also forgive. In our front line, where God has placed us. We're called in this prayer to realize that we all face times of trials and temptations, and we need the grace of God moment by moment, so that we can truly live as a child of God where God has set us. It's never about working harder. It's never about pulling ourselves together. It's about allowing God to work in us and through us by his Holy Spirit, so that wherever we are, people see God's kingdom come, his will being done, his name being honored, him providing moment by moment. So that phrase, "I'm only a," needs to be deleted from our vocabulary, because you're not only a, you are a child of God because of God's goodness and God's grace. On the way out, there are postcards. Postcards that have lots of the titles that the Bible gives to you and to me as we come to faith in Jesus Christ. Postcards that remind us of our significance, of our worth, of our value. And so please do, there's some down the back here, some in the coffee bar as well. Please do pick one up. Take it with you. Maybe slip it into your Bible, slip it into a book you're reading, set it in the dashboard of your car, put it in your desk, put it in the kitchen, wherever, to remind you of your value, your worth, your significance in God's eyes. You can make a difference not only by what you do, but more especially by whose you are. I'm going to watch a wee video clip, and then we're going to pray together. So, sound.
Yes. Thoughts reflecting on the day.
The gifts you give.
The people you trust me with.
What an honor it is
to work within your plan.
You know my name.
For the work you give me, your strength sustains.
Yet I am more to you than instrument.
I am son, daughter, friend.
In my inmost, knit to you.
Inseparable.
Invaluable.
Loved.
Celebrated.
Heard.
Pursued.
Grace abounding.
Found in you.
My work could not win this gift from you.
I want us to pray together. I hope you can see this, a screen with these words. We're going to use these words to pray together. Just as we commit ourselves to God for this week. So let's pray together. Thank you, Father God, for your amazing grace expressed to us in Jesus Christ. May we increasingly know the breadth and depth of your love for us as your Spirit roots this truth in us through our daily lives. As we are scattered this week, we pray that you will shape us in the likeness of Christ, for we are your handiwork, created to bring you joy and to be your people in the world. Amen. The band are going to come up and we're going to sing together again of